You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to another episode of Sizzling Samachar on OTT Play. I'm your host Nikhil. News first from Hollywood. Robert Pattinson and Parker Finn are teaming up for a remake of the 1981 psychological horror film Possession. The original, directed by Andrzej Żuławski, follows a deteriorating marriage that spirals into a surreal nightmare involving doppelgangers and a Lovecraftian creature. The controversial film, now considered a masterpiece, featured a harrowing performance by Isabel Adjani. Finn, known for Smile, will write and direct the remake, with Pattinson producing and potentially starring. Major studios like A24, Netflix and Warner Brothers are vying for the project, which is still in early development stages. Next piece of news, Joseph Quinn, said to play the Human Torch in Marvel's The Fantastic Four, recently shared insights about his preparation and interaction with co-stars in an interview with GQ. Quinn, excited to work with John Malkovich, hinted at potential casting secrets and has already started physical training and costume fittings for the role. The film, which also stars Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby and Ebon Moss Bachrach, is highly anticipated and scheduled for a July 25, 2025 release. This timing promises a blockbuster summer alongside James Gunn's Superman. Other upcoming Marvel projects include Deadpool and Wolverine and Agatha. Next up, Alexi Hawley, known for The Rookie and The Recruit, is creating The Envoy, a political thriller based on a Vanity Fair article by Adam Saralsky. The series, inspired by the work of Roger Carstens, the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs, will depict a different fictionalized hostage scenario each season. Lionsgate Television is producing, with Hawley and Saralsky reuniting after their success with The Recruit. The show promises a deep dive into the high-stake efforts of securing the release of American hostages worldwide. No release date has been announced yet. Moving on, Warner Brothers Discovery is set to expand the Adventure Time universe with a new movie and two TV spin-offs. The movie featuring Rebecca Sugar and Adam Mutter remains under wraps. Adventure Time Side Quest will explore Finn's childhood adventures, highlighting his dreams of heroism. Adventure Time Heyo BMO will focus on BMO, the beloved sentient game console catering to a younger audience. These projects align with Warner Brothers' strategy to leverage established franchisees, ensuring Adventure Time continues to captivate fans with fresh, imaginative stories. Further details and release dates are eagerly awaited. Next up, USA Network is adapting John Grisham's novel The Rainmaker into a series with Lionsgate Television and Blumhouse Television. The plot follows new lawyer Rudy Baylor uncovering conspiracies with his boss and a paralegal. While casting details are pending, the production boasts an executive team including Grisham, Jason Blum, and Jason Richman. This marks the second adaptation of The Rainmaker following Francis Ford Coppola's 1997 film. Grisham's works, such as The Firm and The Pelican Brief, have a strong screen presence, promising high expectations for this new series. Next up, Tim Meadows is set to join the cast of Peacemaker Season 2, playing Langston Fleury, an ARGUS agent. The series, created by James Gunn and starring John Cena as a titular character, continues to expand its universe. Additionally, Greg Mottola, known for Superbad, will direct several episodes. Season 1, currently streaming on Max, showcased the anti-hero's evolution, and Season 2, now in production, will further integrate into the new DC universe post-Superman legacy. The cast lineup remains a secret, but the show's return promises more thrilling adventures. Last piece of news to wrap up, George R. R. Martin announced he's developing a pilot for 10,000 Ships, a Game of Thrones spin-off featuring Nymeria of the Rhoynar in collaboration with Pulitzer Prize winner Ebony Booth. Nymeria, an ancestor of Arya Stark and Princess Rhaenyra Targaryen, led her people to Dorne 1,000 years before Game of Thrones. Despite earlier reports of its cancellation, the project is progressing. This joins other spin-offs like The House of the Dragon Season 2 and A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, The Hedge Knight. Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon are currently streaming on Max. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.